From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The pirate drama off the Horn of Africa is in its second day with no resolution. The Maersk Alabama, the U.S.-flagged cargo ship the pirates tried unsuccessfully to capture, is now steaming south toward Mombasa, Kenya. It's under U.S. Navy control. But pirates are still holding the captain hostage, adrift in the ship's lifeboat. U.S. officials are working around the clock to try to rescue him and resolve the situation peacefully. Here's what Secretary of State Hillary Clinton had to say today.
Piracy may be a centuries-old crime, but we are working to bring an appropriate 21st century response.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. In a moment, we'll hear from the UN Special Representative for Somalia about the proliferation of pirate attacks. First, to NPR's Mary Louise Kelly, who's been following this story. And Mary Louise, let's start with the captain. His name is Richard Phillips. What can you tell us about his condition?
Well, we are told he's holding up. The officials at the Pentagon are saying he's okay. He has been able to communicate by his radio. But unfortunately, he is spending his second day in this lifeboat being held by Somali pirates about 300 miles out at sea. Now, what's different today is that you now have a U.S. Navy missile destroyer on the scene. This is the USS Bainbridge. It arrived before dawn this morning. And from it, you have unmanned drones circling in the sky. You've got P-3 surveillance planes circling. So there's no shortage of Navy firepower there. However, at the end of the day, there's a limit to what they can do because anything they might do might harm this hostage. And that's obviously not what they're trying to achieve here.
You mentioned that Captain Phillips has a radio. Is that radio being used to negotiate with the pirates, do you know?
Well, we know that they are communicating with the pirates. On the U.S. end, the FBI has gotten involved. Negotiators based out of Quantico, Virginia are helping the Navy with this. We know that FBI teams are headed to the region and hoping to be involved with negotations actually on the ground or out at sea, as it were. As for the pirates, we are hearing some reports that they have asked for a ransom. But clearly, they are not negotiating from a position of strength here. They do have a U.S. hostage. However, they are bobbing around in this tiny lifeboat. They have a U.S. destroyer bearing down on them. From their point of view, this is clearly a very difficult situation to negotiate your way out of.
A difficult situation and an unusual one. There have been a lot of hijackings around the Horn of Africa, but this is the first that's resulting in a standoff with a U.S. destroyer.
Right. And obviously a major factor there is that this is the first U.S. flagged ship, as you mentioned, the first U.S. crew that's been held hostage. So that's a big part of it. But yes, as we have watched over the past few years, hijackings play out in this part of the world around the Horn of Africa. The typical scenario is pirates attack. They either manage to capture the ship and hold the entire crew hostage, or else they don't capture the ship, they're repelled, and they try to get away. This situation, as we see now, of capturing the captain, holding him hostage in a lifeboat, this is an entirely new twist, and you do get the sense, talking to U.S. officials here, and then what we hear in terms of what's going on there at sea, both sides are making it up as they go along at this point, trying to find their way forward in this situation.
And Mary Louise, we should mention the latest apparent twist. More Somali pirates may be headed to the scene?
Strange twist. Details are still murky, but what NPR has learned is that pirates on the lifeboat have apparently managed to communicate with friends back on shore in Somalia, and that some of these friends, some of these colleagues, are now headed en route out to where the lifeboat is, that they have didn't have a vessel of their own that was strong enough to travel. As we say, it's a few hundred miles out. They have taken a previously hijacked vessel that they were holding, and we're told they may have some of the hostages that they were holding with them as insurance that they won't themselves be attacked.
Now, the original cargo ship, the Maersk Alabama, we mentioned, is heading south toward Mombasa, Kenya. Any other details about the ship and its crew?
Right. We have confirmation from the ship's owners that the ship is moving, that it is headed to what was its original destination before it was hijacked, Mombasa, Kenya. And we're told that aside from the captain, that the rest of the crew is fine and that they are in good hands, that the U.S. Navy has got 18 sailors on board to make sure that there are no further problems with the ship as it makes its way toward port.
And briefly, Mary Louise, do we know anything more about demands from the pirates beyond the ransom they seem to be demanding?
No, they appear to be in it for the money. So this fits the pattern that we've seen. We're not hearing any word about links with terrorism or international groups. They appear to be criminals. They want the money.
NPR's Mary Louise Kelly, thanks very much.
You're welcome.